You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Patricia Burnley. Patricia, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Patricia, I want to talk about your work, but in particular, about the last show that you had in New York at Smack Mellon, which I know was a final iteration of a very long project. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I feel like we should just jump right into that and begin discussing that last show. So I guess to begin with, yeah, the last show, which was just last year at Smack Mellon. What can you tell me a little bit about that show and why it was the last iteration of a long project?
Well, the 7-year project took many different forms and, you know, slightly different each time. And the last one was called The Western. Maybe I should speak a little bit about the overall project first, if that's all right.
That sounds good. Yeah, let's talk about the whole overall project first, right? Because the Western was, of course, what was at Smack Mellon. But let's talk about how the project began 7 years ago.
Yeah, so under the heading of Art is Life, I decided to embark on a project that I could sort of live through my social life and my professional life and my travels and my thoughts about our culture. And so I decided to try to integrate all these different media forms. I've always worked in media and combining media. I mean, even from the very beginning, I started out as a photographer and back many, many, many years ago in art school, decided to integrate photography and sculpture because I've always been particularly interested in the ways that things don't fit together and how our thinking around those different categories kind of clash. And why is that? You know, I think of everything as a tool. You know, we have just different kinds of tools to express ourselves. So when I started combining sculpture and photography, that was very exciting for me because I could sort of see those things bump up against each other. And so through the years, I worked more and more in different media, and photography turned into video, which turned into sort of the edges of filmmaking. And I also developed a practice as a musician. So I have been combining all of these disparate things for a long time. And when I started the project that I called This Is Us, I wanted to just kind of bring it all home and take a look at our culture through media and, you know, always speaking of media as something that is really influencing how we think, whether we like it or not, that we are conditioned by a lot of media around us. And to kind of jump into that and act it out in a kind of a homespun way, because it was all coming through me. So I was the filmmaker, the videographer, the photographer, and the musician and the performer, and all this was coming together in this way of kind of trying to say, okay, this is us. This is how we interact with each other through these strange ways, you know, these odd ways. You know, for example, singing is a very odd thing, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But of course, this is also through the lens of the many things that you're doing, because like you're saying, there's your day job, different kinds of things. There's different mediums like singing and media, right? And being a musician, mm-hmm. being a photographer. So that's what you're talking about, the elements that we use to communicate with each other. This is what we do to communicate? in a sense.
Right. Right. And I'm kind of, you know, just really putting myself out there as this, this conduit, you know, like I'm singing, you know, I'm like using these things in a very sort of personal way to, and I'm interviewing the This Is Us project is full of interviews. And so I'm sitting down with people and interviewing them. So I'm very present in the project, and there, yes, I think what you're saying is there's a certain amount of content as well that I'm dealing with. And so, yeah, the piece started in Germany with a at a residency where I was, and one of the workers, it was at a castle in Germany, and one of the workers, one of the people that worked there, I decided to interview and then do a kind of a musical performance with. And so that became the kind of base formula for the piece, which was that I loved the contrast between speaking to someone in a serious way and then singing to them and having them, I basically would kind of have the people star in their own music video. And so, you know, they ended up being kind of, I don't know, like mute in a way. Like they're just sort of putting forth their image, and then I'm making the music around them, and I'm kind of using that to mythologize them in a certain way. And that's what I mean about me putting myself out there is like, here's my idea about you. Like I asked you questions and you spoke, and then I answered that with my idea about you and my respect and admiration for you through music. And that clash in the project was what was really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. So I went through different phases of that, and on my website they're all laid out there for in order, in the order. And then the last one I called the Western, and I decided to integrate even more content. It was after Trump was sort of introduced into our world, and I wanted to talk about how that could possibly have happened, you know, and what is it that, you know, enough Americans were drawn to in that situation that could have allowed this person to become our leader. And I started thinking a lot about Westerns and how our country is really defined by this attitude of kind of being really aggressive and rude and tough. You know, it's more about being tough. So hopefully that's a decent explanation of how the project took us through these different kind of formulas. Yeah.
And so to talk about the different iterations of the project, let's just, I guess, focus on the last show, because you're saying the project is now over. You're not going to continue to make more iterations of the project?
The work is continuing, but I feel like I'm ready to do something slightly different now. The interview will still be integrated into the work, and I'll still be using music and video around that. But yeah.
So walk me through the Smack Melon show a little bit. So, okay. Since you've talked about the process, but just so we can understand also more the interview and the objects in the show and how that was
okay.
put together.
Well, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you were so yeah, because there'll be images in this interview where people can see some of what was in Smack Melon and the last iteration of this. But yeah, tell me a little bit about what people would see and how the interview would work once they came into the show.
Okay. Well, I was very happy to have the back room at Smack Melon, so I had a big dark room to work with. And on one wall was a row of monitors, and there were 7 participants in the piece, and so each of the 7 participants were interviewed, and the interviews ran simultaneously on the wall in this room. And they were all basically asked the same questions. And so it was kind of a bit of a cacophony when you walked in. But if you approached each of the monitors, you could hear the individual conversations. And there was a lot of sort of syncing up of the interviews. I was trying to kind of bring out a kind of a similarity and unity within the people, even though the people in the piece were extremely different. They were all from different walks of life and different places and from different phases in my life. One of them I'd known for 30 years and going forward, and one I met at the end just to participate in the piece. So anyway, you walk in, and the talking is the thing that you first see. And so you see these people, and they're being asked questions about how they feel about being an American, about where they're from, about their feelings about music, and about how they feel about Westerns. And a number of people, I asked them to talk about John Wayne. And so you kind of get the vibe. And then behind you is what I call a movie playing, because I'm trying to quote these media conventions as much as possible. So on one side of the room is the interviews, that's familiar to people. And then on the other side of the room is the movie, and the movie has a lot of music in it. And so you're in a dark room, and you're standing between a movie with this kind of booming music playing, and it feels off and on like a music video, sometimes a bit narrative, sometimes just like a kind of a landscape, meditative film. And then on the other side, these people are having rational conversations with me. And the seven people in the interviews are the seven people that you see in the movie. So I've transformed them in the movie into my notion of how they fit into an American Western, a Civil War era Western. So I've taken these people and sort of twisted them according to my idea of who they are and who they are to me, and also how people take what is around them and try to kind of understand it according to their experience and what makes them comfortable and safe in the world, you know? So you take someone, like I have a gun enthusiast in the piece, and I take him and I call him the frontier. Everyone has a title. So the frontiersman, I kind of cast as this, you know, in terms of, when I say cast, in terms of how he performs and moves and poses in the piece, as this kind of like person that you can depend on, this like strength and aggression, and I try to highlight his aggression, and I have him posing with his guns, and you know, it's everyone poses for the iconic portrait that then ends up being part of the work as well, which you see on the website. So.
And so what will happen now with all of this? So you said that's the last iteration of this series.
The last iteration of This Is Us, yes.
And so that'll all be obviously a lot of it's on your website. But yeah, no, go on. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, just an aside, unfortunately, about 5 years into the project, NBC came out with a hit TV show called This Is Us. So I don't want people to be confused that it might have some connection to that television show. It doesn't.
And okay.
I hung on to my title because what was I going to do at that point? You know, I couldn't exactly sue NBC. So
right.
So just to not confuse anyone. So this piece, I hope to take, I would love to show the entire series together somewhere. I would love to see it in a museum or a large, venue somewhere with, maybe the different projects in different rooms. And yeah, so I'll keep talking to people about it and hope that it has more life. But for now, I mean, I'm very happy with what I was able to do with it. Each piece had its own kind of moment, public moment, and I felt really
Yeah, so
happy about the
when
show.
you look back on it, I mean, because this is a really interesting series, and it's carried us through, like you're saying, the president we have now, and it's kind of a exploration of all these characters. What's your as you kind of wrap this up, so to speak, how do you look back on this whole project? Is there something that you pull from this that surprised you, or that taught you something relating to why you started it?
Oh, so many thoughts, yeah. I feel like I overestimated the art world's willingness to, like I said at the beginning of the interview, I've always been interested in combining lots of things. And one of the most thought-provoking things for me, and the thing that I'll continue to think about and continue to work at, is how to integrate mediums that have different kind of worlds that revolve around them. And even in myself, I would say that the most clashing kind of thing is the integration of the visuals and the music, and how to get people to take those in together. Like, I'm showing you an installation or I'm showing you a film, and there's this pretty distracting and important music that sounds primarily like pop music, pretty pop music, and I've integrated it into this very serious, trenchant kind of work that I do, and try to get people to just look at it as another element. And I feel that, I've had a lot of trouble getting people to see it as one whole that they need to take in, and that might enlighten their thinking in different ways about different mediums and how they can work, and using them better, using them as tools to think in different ways,
I like that. And what are you reading now?
One of the last things I read that I really thought a lot about was Sally Mann's memoir. It's called Hold Still, and I think I went to it for the reason that she is also, I'm also from the South and had a kind of a crazy childhood like she did. And I was drawn to it for that. And then in the end, I was so interested in her struggle between her private and public personas and how that got integrated and played out politically for her, in her own life. So.
That's really interesting. I don't know a lot about her. I know her, of course, her work and early photographs of her kids, which were amazing. But yeah, I remember hearing something about that because her kids were in the images and she's the mother, that there's this, I mean, and I'm
Very
really paraphrasing a
controversial.
lot, but this, yeah, very controversial, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and that sort of move she made, where she felt she could trust that she could make these photographs public. I'm not saying it wasn't. It was actually very successful, but it was a difficult process for her, and I found that really interesting.
Right, that is fascinating. Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been a pleasure, and I wish you well.
It's been a pleasure for me as well. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.